I have 11 toes. I'm kidding, I don't have 11 toes.
Real quick, this is a separate segment from what we just did.
Okay.
Because I felt really bad about deleting the podcast that was supposed to go out. So I've been getting a lot of feedback from our It's Anointing Oil episode. So,
sure.
Which was one of the funnest episodes I think we've recorded thus far.
That was great.
But I got a lot of feedback because people all call me a heathen.
A heathen?
Yes.
What for?
Chick-fil-A. The whole reason that this whole podcast, that whole entire episode started. Okay, let me clarify. I like Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Hush, Bruce. I like Chick-fil-A. I had mentioned I don't care for their fried chicken because of the oil that Michael so graciously pointed out was anointing oil that they cook the chicken in. And I just wanted to defend myself and then go over maybe a couple more things that are a little bit different about us.
Okay.
Because we didn't really dive too much into that segment because we were actually technically ready to go home, but...
It was good, though.
Oh, my God, it was good. So, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Macaroni and cheese.
Awful.
Okay, but tell me what brought that. Like, how did you come up with the fact that macaroni and cheese was disgusting?
Oh, dude. Literally the moment it touched my lips. Mm. I'm telling you, it was bad. The whole texture around it. I like pasta. Like, I understand it's noodles and stuff. I get that. Noodles and cheese. Who doesn't like noodles and cheese? Well, this guy doesn't like noodles and cheese. I like pasta noodles, but I think that...
And you like cheese.
And I like cheese.
But you don't like them together.
Don't like them together. I am lactose intolerant. So cheese may not, and dairy products may not agree with me as well, or like me as much as I like it, but... The fact the macaroni and cheese, just the, I can picture the sound of someone stirring a bowl of mac and cheese and my spine tingles because it's so nasty and just the whole texture is a texture thing for me. I don't like the taste. I don't like the way it feels. It's gross.
When is the last time you tried macaroni and cheese?
Oh, dude, it's been a long time because it's everything that I've ever had with like macaroni and cheese at all. It's disgusting. So it's not, our taste buds change, I understand that, and but mine for macaroni and cheese has never changed, and it's bad. My sister used to cook stuff like this macaroni and cheese, and it'd have like diced tomato stuff in it too, and I thought that was awful. Like, I got sick on my stomach just looking at it. It's bad.
See, I don't eat tomatoes like that there either.
Yeah, it's gross. Mm-mm. It was something like that. If I'm wrong, I'm sure she'll listen to this and correct me, but it was something along that nature. It looked like macaroni and cheese with... like little diced small things of tomato stuff in it. I don't know. It was gross.
Okay, so tell me what's up with the pork chops, though.
Oh, pork chops is awful. I would rather eat a steak and chicken or a hamburger over a pork chop.
Like, have you just had a bad pork chop that it kind of ruined you, or was it...
All of them are bad. My mom has even
grilled
tried
or fried.
Either. They're still bad. My mom has even tried to, like, cover them in barbecue, like a barbecue pork chop, and it was awful. So every pork chop that I've ever had, I've never liked.
And so is that just a taste or texture?
It's a taste. That is just, it tastes hideous. Mm. It's bad.
Bruce is sitting here in disgust at this moment.
Yeah, it's awful.
We're learning, I learned a lot about who he was the other day when we figured all this stuff out.
And that's strange that you, see, it's crazy. Out of all the things I said I didn't like, everybody wants to pick on you because of Chick-fil-A. But that's crazy. I said a lot of things that I didn't like, and no one said anything to me about it, but... Macaroni and cheese is a negative. Pork chop is a big negative.
You had another one. What was it?
I don't know. I don't like...
Michael had sweet tea, which blew my mind.
It's crazy.
Because he was raised in the mountains. Right. I mean, not just in the South. The mountains of the South.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How do you not drink sweet tea?
That's true. I went through a phase where like almost 2 years that I didn't drink sweet tea. But I like sweet tea. It's good. It was a hard 2 years. Once I stopped drinking it, it got to the point where it was easier not to drink it. But now that I'm back on the kick of sweet tea, it's addicting. I'm trying to think of what else. I said I didn't like cookies. Cookies is a thing. Ranch is also bad.
Oh, God. You did not say that one last time.
Oh, yeah. Ranch is awful.
Okay, so I know ranch is different depending on who makes it and where it's made and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't like it, period.
Period. Period. Store bought in a bottle, Hidden Valley? Nope. You ever seen those memes when it's like the best way to eat a well-done steak, and the next picture has it like thrown in the trash can.
Which that's, is a fact, that, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I am with ranch. And steak has to be medium.
Well done.
Medium. If it's not medium and it's well done, you've cooked all the flavor.
Who eats a well-done steak?
Bruce does.
Like,
my parents eat
no red whatsoever.
No red. My mom and them will say, like, they'll say well done. They'll say if it has a little bit of pink in it, it's not too bad. But if I show them like a medium steak that I eat, they're just like, that's awful.
Medium well.
My mom thinks that you're going to catch COVID by eating a medium steak or something. I'm serious. Not really COVID, but think you're going to like die in a hospital bed. It's not bad. It's good for you. It's healthy. It's not.
Listen. A little bit of blood never hurt anybody.
Exactly. Yeah. Well done. You make the steak more tender, so it's harder to chew, and you cook all the flavor out of it.
I chew it just fine.
Oh my God. So how do you eat yours?
Medium.
See, like, I like medium or medium rare.
Okay. Yeah.
It just depends on who makes it, because some people make it redder than others, and they can only handle so red, but.
Yeah. See, the problem is with that is that, like, if you say medium rare, sometimes it's kind of hard to get a good medium rare. You might get it more raw or anything, which is not good. That in itself is not good. If you can look at the meat and it's called like marble, like it marbleizes the fat and the meat itself kind of looks like marble. If you cut into your steak and you can still see that in the meat, that's not cooked. That's undercooked. But if it's red all the way through, pink all the way through, and you don't see the marble no more and the fat has cooked out, then it's good. It's healthy, but it's not bad.
Okay, back to the ranch, because they kind of threw me off.
Okay.
So, why?
The taste.
But
the
I'm
consistency,
saying,
it's
but I'm,
awful.
But I'm saying there's different consistencies and different flavors depending on who makes it. So, I mean, have you just not found the right one?
I stopped trying.
Let me tell you what you need to go try.
Mm-mm.
Tommy's.
I won't do it.
Tommy's has good ranch.
You couldn't pay me to eat ranch. Mayonnaise is awful too, Bruce. Thank you. Yeah, it's good. Mayonnaise is disgusting as well.
Oh, I'll never forget when Michael said he hates mayonnaise.
I hate mayonnaise. I don't like Michael said that he couldn't even like don't even touch him. I don't mind that. I don't even like scooping it out the jar for anybody.
Well, see, Christina didn't have your number to text you this the other day, but she sent me and Michael a text together because she had just listened to the podcast, and she goes, y'all need to stop making fun of my Arby's curly fries and mayonnaise. Like, she goes, don't knock it until you try it.
Yeah, she told me that on Wednesday.
And I was like, I'm not trying it.
No,
but thank you.
Not in the slightest. I think I don't like pie.
Period? Or just like a certain type of pie, or just pie? Have you ever had a $1 million pie?
No.
Gotta give that a try.
Okay. I don't like banana pudding.
I don't either.
He doesn't like bananas, period.
Really?
So, like, if he was to have banana pudding, it can't have bananas in it. Which, you don't make banana pudding, and I know Pastor's listening to this, without bananas in it.
Right.
That is sacrilegious.
Right.
To me.
Okay.
How do you not eat bananas in your banana pudding?
That's like eating cereal without milk.
Okay.
I don't eat banana pudding, but it just seems like that.
Random question. Okay. What's your order of cereal? Like, cereal first or milk first and cereal?
Cereal, then milk.
Okay.
If you put milk in a bowl and then add cereal on top, that's not how you eat cereal.
Pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But there are people that do that.
Yeah, sugar. You get less.
Than sugar.
Some things, like
it depends on the cereal, if there needs to be sugar cheese, in there. Like Frosted rice. Flakes? Yes, Lord.
But yeah, I feel like you can get more cereal in the bowl if you add cereal first.
That is true.
If you put milk in, and then you add cereal on top, it kind of just like floats.
So you got to put the cereal in, put the milk in, and then let it rise, and then just pat it down into the milk.
Yeah,
so now I want to go home and have a bowl of cereal.
Me too. Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles are the bomb.
Yeah.
That and Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Frosted Flakes.
Lucky Charms is good, too.
Marshmallows. Mm-mm.
We're good.
I like marshmallows, just not those kind of marshmallows. Well, there was something else I wanted to add, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, another contradictory statement. Not really a statement, but kind of an argument. When you put the toilet paper roll on the toilet paper roll, and the only reason I'm saying this is because you put it on backwards when you went to my house last. Do you put the flat forward or backwards?
Forward.
Under.
It's over.
It is over.
I went to reach for the toilet paper the other day and got mad because it was under. I said, who in the world put this toilet paper on the roll? And it was Bruce.
Yeah, it goes over.
It goes over.
It goes over. Because then you have to reach further to get it.
Which is just fine.
No, that's more work.
It's supposed to go over. It's an easy flow.
Yeah.
Like, do you roll this way or do you, like...
You just pull it so quickly.